And the COVID-19 numbers came through in Victoria today, and they were so incredibly high that I think they've given everybody a little bit of a fright. 723 positive cases in the last 24 hours. A lot of people under 40 in hospital too, 26 people under 40 in hospital. So if you think this is only a disease that affects the elderly, you'd be wrong. However, we have an enormous issue in our aged care homes. Yes. In Victoria at the moment. It's absolutely devastating. People passing away, you know, nanas and poppers passing away on their own without loved ones around, loved ones left not knowing what's happening, not being able to be told what's going on. It's an absolute crisis. And it's stressful watching it from the outside, but I can't imagine what it must be like for people working on the front line. We have Priya on the line with us now. Priya, how are you going?
Hey, Kerry. I'm doing okay. It's been really tough for all of us on the wards.
Where do you work, Priya?
I work at Frankston Hospital. So I'm a first-year doctor, and I'm working on the COVID-19 ward at the moment.
Wow.
So I've been on that ward for around almost 10 weeks now. But in recent times, we've just had a large number of positive patients, and our ward is the only positive ward in the hospital, and I'm one of the doctors on that ward. It's the atmosphere, it's intense. We have half the ward are positive patients, and a large majority of them are elderly and are from nursing homes. And it's hard because we don't have any visitors who come to the ward to visit their family members. These patients are deteriorating in front of our eyes. We have a patient who may pass away tonight. Their oxygen requirements are increasing, and we're helpless because this is an invisible killer. And unless people are adhering to the restrictions that the government is advising, it's not going to get any better. And I'm angry because I drive back from work every day, and I'm self-isolating. I am staying in a hotel because I can't go back home to my parents. And I see people out and about still going ahead. I see some people without masks. I see people just completely flouting rules. And it hurts me. It frustrates me. But, yeah, there's only so much I can do. There's only so much my
absolutely,
can
Priya.
Do.
You're doing everything you can. An incredible job you're doing at the moment. It must be so, so hard. I'm sure you don't even stop to take a moment just to realise the crucial role you're playing at the moment. But, thank you from all of us for everything that you're doing.
I just want the best for everyone. And I really feel helpless no matter what I'm doing, that there's only so much that, there's only so much that we can do. It's up to the public.
Good on you, Priya. Thank you.
It is up to us. Ashley, can you hear us there? How are you going?
Yeah, hi, I can hear you.
How are you holding up? What do you do for a job,
hard.
Ash?
So I'm a personal care assistant, and I'm also a third-year nursing student. So unlike the lady before me, where she can actually intervene with patients, I go into residence and aged care facilities, and if you need help getting out of bed, I'm there to help you up. If you need help with your food, I can help you with your food. That is the extent that I can do. And seeing so many shifts go up on my work, because I'm an agency nurse as well, I can't go and help any of these people, because they're like, if you've worked at another facility who has the virus, you can't come. If you pick up this shift, you have to be here for 2 weeks, which is great to be there for 2 weeks, but I hate that I can't do anything and I can't help them. And the amount of PPE that we go through, as soon as I walk into the patient's room, I have to have gown, gloves, eye protection, mask in. And then as soon as I come out, I have to change everything, take everything off, wash my hands, and then put everything back on just to see the person next to them. Even if it's just to say a quick hello, it is frightening at how much I have to change and can't do anything, and it hurts so much. I come home and I'm just like to my partner, I can't do anything.
Ash, I'm very thankful for your work. It sounds like it's so tough, but thank you for doing the job that you do. Let's go to Sandra. G'day, Sandra.
Hey, how are you?
Look, I'm fine, Sandra. Talk to us. What do you do for work?
So I'm a registered nurse in a cancer hospital in Victoria. So it's not just, we don't thankfully have any COVID positive patients. We haven't, touch wood, had any yet. But it's just hard because they are very vulnerable patients. So it's put a lot more work on emotionally on our staff because, you know, obviously they're highly stressed patients, relatives. They're going through a tough time as it is. And then you throw a highly contagious virus into the mix and... it's hard too because on the wards they're not allowed to have visitors now because for safety reasons. So, you know, all the staff and all the relatives and that have been really understanding and, you know, it's really good. But, you know, you just feel for them and, you know, the nurses are very, you know, drained and having, like the previous patient said, you know, all the PPE and the gowning, gloves, masks, everything, you know, it's a lot of work as well, but, you know, I give credit to all the nurses that just always push through and sometimes don't think about themselves, but just keep on going. And, it makes you proud to be a nurse, that's for sure.
Seems to be the personality type drawn to this profession, Sandra. So selfless, incredible the work that you do. Thank you so much from all of us and stay safe.
To make sure that if, you know, they're going out anywhere, just think of, you know, the nurses out there, and please just put on your mask, wash your hands, stay your distance, or please just stay at home. Like, we would love to be staying at home and watching some telly and chilling out, but, you know, we're not. We're doing it for the people, so please just think of that and stay at home.
Well said, Sandra. Thank you.